After centuries of wandering the depths of hellfire, a foolish mortal has sought to dictate my return. I applaud your bravery, human. You know not what you have unleashed upon this pathetic excuse of a realm. Stand witness to your harbinger of ruin, for I am the great succubus Jezebel.
My. To become physical on this plane again. Truly exhilarating. But my powers are not as pronounced as before. I should have expected such. I have not fed in quite some time. Ah, yes. So it is by your hand that I am once again given flesh. I suppose I should be thankful that you have granted my restoration. What shall I call you, human? A fine name. I shall remember it fondly as I consume the life out of your body and bind your soul to me. Goodbye, worthless insect. What is this? Have you? By Lucifer's hand have I become this weak. Not entirely, I see. It was by your summoning that my magic has become suppressed. Clever human. Clever. Perhaps I have underestimated you. Not only your grasp on the expertise of the dark arts, but the immense power that must reside within you. You have me entirely bound. I am compelled to follow your commands as you see fit. What do you wish of me? If it is within my reach, I will perform any needs necessary to achieve my master's desires. Is it fame you seek? Power? Wealth? Forbidden knowledge? Or perhaps something more carnal? Your species will tremble in awe over the power you now possess. Together, we will ignite fear into the hearts of men.
Now tell me, what is your first command?
A roommate? I do not understand. What is a roommate? You wish for me to live under the same roof as you? I still do not understand. You have bound a demonic succubus to your will, and the first thought that comes to you is companionship? Were my powers not silenced, your head would have been turned painfully inside out due to the sheer stupidity of this request. Hold on a second. Something's not right. Are you not a great and powerful wizard? Someone of your caliber able to summon me must have better aspirations than to simply ask for a roommate. The clothing you wear is shameless as well. So much skin exposed. Not as much as me, but you are clearly of a different era than I am familiar with. Human, what is the current year of our Dark Lord? A new millennium? By flames, I've been gone longer than I thought. Explain to me what is going on now. Interesting. That is not enough. I have heard plenty of what you have to say. This past hour of explanation has been illuminating, to put it mildly. Let me summarize it, if I may. You have set out some type of advertisement to look for another person to live in your apartment because you do not possess the wealth to keep paying for it. You stumbled upon an old tome in a library and began to study its contents, where you found reference to summoning demons. Out of desperation to pay this rent in time, you somehow decided that the best course of action was to draw a circle and call for me to help. Not to fulfill any wishes, but to simply find a roommate. Have I gotten anything incorrect? Ah, I see. That has to be one of the most idiotic ideas I have ever heard. What do I mean? Give me a break. A human, for the first time in so long, has managed to cast a dark ritual, and the only purpose for my manifestation and obligation is to just live with you? A child would have understood the inherent dangers of summoning a demon. What is your reasoning for such reckless behavior? Oh, you didn't think it would work in the first place. I suppose that could be forgiven, as it had been quite a while since my last summoning, but to ask for a roommate, it makes little sense. I can achieve anything you desire. Being your roommate would be beneath me. Oh, of course, I can use my powers. I'm bound to you, after all. I can only utilize them when you ask them of me. Give me a request right now.
As you demand, so it shall be.
What? No, it cannot be. I am even weaker than I thought. It wasn't just your circle that has suppressed me. I have no more powers. Full stop. I'm a demon. My very name brought shudders throughout all the realms. How can I be reduced to this? I am no better than a tiny, insignificant mortal. Oh, pardon me. Anyways, this raises a problem for the two of us. I have been summoned and bound to you, but I lack the magical strength to achieve your wishes. I am sorry, Master. It seems your demon is entirely useless. Perhaps you should recast your ritual and manifest another being more powerful than me. That is okay. What do you mean? You do not mind that I am merely a roommate? But my powers, I suppose if that is really your only desire, then it is something within my capabilities. You are aware of my nature as a demon, however. Not just any demon, a succubus. Ah, yes, you knew not what you were doing. I suppose you should count yourself lucky. A more deadly entity did not come to heed your call. But you're in for a treat. After spending so much time in isolation, I'm feeling grateful that I should walk the material world once more. And you are such a kind master, taking in a vulnerable demon like me into your home. I wish to express my appreciation for how generous you're being, if you so desire. Worry not, Master. Remember that I am bound to you. I could not take your life, even if I wished to. So, please, allow me to show you my gratitude in earnest. Come over here and lose yourself in the pleasure that I grant. How adorable. I've yet to meet a human who've restrained themselves this much. My previous lovers were usually eager to get on with it. This really shows my loss of power. Your lust would have been uncontrollable at this point. It's quite a refreshing change of pace and very cute. My, this is quite out of character for me. You're making me enjoy myself. You're an interesting master indeed. You act so shy around me, Master. Why is that? There's no need for that, considering what we're about to do. Is it my body? Perhaps it is rather svelte. Yet, I have more than enough curves to satisfy you. This form is made to indulge in your lust, after all, and it's begging for your touch. Just stay close to me, and I can guide you to it, Master. You taste decadent. I think I could kiss every inch of you and you'd be just as delicious. In fact, I should confirm it. Your neck, your collar, your chest, so good. Let's go a little lower, shall we? Such a naughty master, keeping this beautiful cock hidden from your servant. I should give it the care it deserves, don't you think? From the base of your shaft, all the way up, to the head. How sweet of you to let me take the reins, but remember that I am a succubus. Your slave wants to satisfy you, Master, so grab her horns and help her with that. Yes, such lust. Only a taste, but I needed more. I'm such a greedy slave. Punish me for it. My, I've dirtied my master's cock with my drool. I need more discipline. Use me. Fuck my throat harder. Make me choke on it. Master, you spoil me so rough, so good. Keep using my mouth like I'm just a wet fuckhole until you come down my throat. Oh, Master, you're so generous, feeding your unruly succubus like that. You fed me so much, but I am not full yet. Oh, what to do about this indeed? I think I can feel a bit of my magic stirring again. Oh, I should have told you. When we engage in lustful acts, my power becomes restored. I had thought I managed to reserve that energy during my time in hell, but alas. Oh, it does feel good, but I need more, and we've only just begun. You are still recovering. How about I help you with that? If I'm right about my magic, then let me try. My. Already standing at attention again, Master. How flattering. It seems your succubus is no longer powerless, but she still wants to be grateful. How do you want me, human? Perhaps you want me on top. Or shall you take me from behind? Such endless possibilities. Oh, face to face. That's a new one, actually. I don't think I've been in that position in, well, ever, really. But as you demand it, so shall it be. Here, grab my hips while I wrap my arms around your neck. Thank you, Master. Let me just... There we are. Is this to your liking, Master? Is there something on my... Oh, Master, this feels... Yes, just like that. Fuck me. Yeah. More. Oh, yes. Oh, my God. I'm more than just a succubus. I'm your succubus. Please, don't stop. Squeeze my ass so fucking good. More, need more. Ram your cock into me like I'm just your plaything. Fuck harder. I'm your slave, and I can't get enough of your cock. Punish me for my green master. More. Smack my ass. Back. Yes. I'm such a dirty little slut. Having you fuck me like this. This is all I want. All I need. Oh, your filthy whore of a demon lives for this. All I can think about is your cock. I want it deeper, harder. Please. Yes. Are you about to come, Master? I can feel you getting close. Don't stop. Fill me with your seed. I want all of you inside me. Oh, yes. Yes, Master. Fill up your dirty little slut. So much. Oh. It's wonderful. Oh, your cum is practically flowing out of me. Truly a generous gift. Master, thank you. Master, what are you doing? Cuddling? Yes. I suppose that's fine. It's just that I've never done it before. I suppose it's silly to ask, but will it feel good? Well, come then. As you demand it, so shall it be. That was an exemplary performance, Master. Even if it has been so long for me, I think that was the most amazing experience I've ever had. Oh, I can't describe this feeling. This is more than just lust affecting me, but I do not know what to call it. I feel fully rejuvenated. As always, I do with the ritual, but something's off. Perhaps it is, Master? As good as it feels to have you stroke my hair, I'd like you to focus for a second. Never mind, then. By all means, continue. Dear Satan, this is what I'm talking about. A succubus like me would never dare do anything like this, and yet...
You look
look at me in such a way that I feel cared for and safe in your arms, like I'm more than who I am. I look back in your eyes, Master, and all I wish to do is devote myself to you, body and soul. This isn't the work of some magical binding. These are my own thoughts, and they plague my mind. Master, what is this? Love? This is what love feels like? All this time I've been so familiar with lust, I've never heard about love, but I always shuddered to think of it as a demon. I never thought it could be something I would experience, and yet... anyways, this is truly an interesting development, Master. Demons, especially succubi, aren't even supposed to grasp the concept of human emotions beyond sin. I don't think this was the work of the circle you drew to summon me. Our ritual has restored most of my energy, and what I feel within you is remarkable. You possess something within you that's managed to reform me somehow, and it feels wonderful. I'm not sure what type of energy you possess, but does it really matter? Having you here close with me, Master, is all I want right now. Is this what roommates are supposed to do? If so, I think I'll certainly like it now. I hope you'll be happy with a succubus like me, because I'm going to be yours forever. I love you. And that's one hell of a promise.